What is up,
y'all?
Let's do this. I'm not ready. I'm just having like a little bit like an energy flow. And I'm like, you know, let's do this.
Let's get this thing done.
I don't know anything about this one, so I'm a little nervous about what's about to happen. I always get nervous when I don't know what's going to happen. Because you're like, what the heck is going on? What am I just about to learn? So, what are we doing? I'm nervous. What are we doing?
So, today, we are going to be talking about the murder of 16-year-old honor roll student Skylar Neese.
16? That's your age.
Yeah, it is.
Don't get murdered.
I'm trying not to.
Well, you know. You never know.
Yeah, I know. You really never know.
Like, look at all these people that got murdered and had no clue or no reasoning to get murdered. You know. So.
Well, anyways. Let's get started.
She's just like a procrastinator. Let's get started.
Okay, so Skylar is from Star City, West Virginia, which is north of Morgantown. It's a bigger city around in West Virginia, so I figured I'd just mention it in case y'all didn't know where Star City, West Virginia was. So, where to even start? Okay, Skylar had a best friend named Sheila. They'd known each other since the age... Sheila Eddy was her name. They had been, like, best friends since they were 8 years old. They met at some daycare or school or something. I don't remember what it was that they had met at. And then they met Rachel Schoaf, who is the other part of their trio, when they went to high school, because Sheila and Skylar were in school, they were in this one school, which was, like, kind of far out, and then they went to a more local high school, I think it was. So they didn't know a whole lot of people going into high school, so then they met Rachel, and they all became best buds. So, they literally, the name of their high school was University High.
That is such a, like, oh, it's so unique. Oh my goodness, it's such a unique name for a school. No.
It's just weird.
It's the most basic school name that could ever
University exist. High. Which is, I spelled North wrong. And I already said this, it's just north of Morgantown. So, anyways, Sheila and Rachel both had divorced parents. Skylar's had both of her parents, and she was an only child. So, Sheila and Rachel were kind of just wild childs.
They were just wild, you know?
they were just their own special person. They did bad things sometimes, but Mary Neese, Skylar's mom, said Skylar thought she could save her. I would hear her on the phone giving Sheila all kinds of crap. Don't be stupid. What were you thinking? On the other hand, Sheila was so much fun. She was always silly and doing crazy stuff.
Sounds like me.
So, it was like they were the perfect balance.
Yeah.
They were just
even each other out.
Yeah. Like, Sheila was crazy and Skylar was there to knock sense into her, and then Sheila was there to be the fun, crazy one and take Skylar on new adventures, basically. Mm-hmm. And so Sheila was accepted as, like, one of their own daughters, basically.
Yeah.
Skylar's parents accepted her as their own daughter.
I mean, best friends are always like that,
you know? Yeah, yeah. So Rachel was completely the opposite, and she came from a strict Catholic family, and she idolized Sheila for her free and wild attitude. So it was like there was Skylar and Sheila, and they were like the perfect balance, the perfect friends, and then Rachel was just like the complete opposite of either one of them.
Yeah.
Especially Sheila. So
kind of like a scale.
Yeah.
Like you have like the perfect balance, and then someone just comes and like it goes all to one side. Like, yeah.
And Rachel just really wanted to be like Sheila. She wanted to be that free and wild spirit. She just wanted to not have to be, like, protected and restricted, basically.
Yeah.
So, leading up to the murder, Sheila and Skylar had been fighting, and they had been having Twitter fights. And if you guys want to read more of the tweets, I'm going to share one here. But, if there's a there's a few of them on Skylar's website. Her dad, I think, started a website. I don't remember what it's called. I might have it somewhere in my notes here, but go, I think it might just be SkylarNeese.com or something like that. There's a couple of the tweets on there, and I think you can get them on other articles that talk about it. But so Sheila and Rachel were getting closer to, like, to each other, but they were getting closer without Skylar. So Skylar kind of felt like she was being ousted and didn't have and wasn't, like, a part of her friends anymore. And so she at one point tweeted, "Too bad my friends are having lives without me." So her and Sheila were just back and forth on Twitter fighting with each other. As well as Rachel, she was putting her little nose in there and also fighting with the two on social media. So, on July 6th, this was at, kind of when, after her and Sheila had kind of reconciled, they were working on making up with each other.
I don't understand why people have to bring their personal lives onto, like, Twitter and stuff. Exactly. Like, that's just the stupidest thing anybody could do.
This was back in 2012.
This is, like, when the whole, like, social media thing was taking off and everyone was absolutely obsessed. This is
when every 16-year-old high school girl was on Twitter putting every detail about every part of their lives on Twitter.
Like, I don't get Twitter, not because I don't want to be part of that whole dramatic situation. Yeah. Like, I would never sit there and put all of my... Anyway, I don't understand why people would ever put their, like, stuff on Twitter. Like, that's just really, really stupid to do.
Yeah. So, anyways, on the night of July 6th, 2012, Skylar snuck out of her window to get into the car with Rachel and Sheila. And they were just gonna, you know, go for a drive.
That's always good. Stuff.
The following morning, she didn't show up for work, and the nieces knew Skylar did not run away because her phone charger, toothbrush, and toiletries were still in her room. Her entire life was still in her bedroom. And everybody is like, oh, she's a rebellious 16-year-old. She just ran away.
Good God.
And she... But everyone that knew her on a personal level said no. They were like, no, there's no way she ran away. And they all believed that something more sinister had happened to her.
I mean, yeah. Course.
So, obviously, the authorities were called and all this jazz. So, the investigation into her disappearance. So, Sheila called after she heard that the police were called, that Skylar wasn't back at home. Sheila called Skylar's parents, Mary and David, and told them that they had snuck out around 11 p.m., drove around getting high, and returned back less than an hour later.
Because that's what everyone does in 2012. For God's sake, people.
And it says that they dropped her off a few streets away so that she wouldn't get caught sneaking back into the apartment. And then the next day, Rachel left for Catholic camp.
Of course. Okay, hold up a second. This idiot has the audacity to watch her friend, I'm using air quotes on this, friend, go missing, and then leave for Catholic camp the next day.
Yep. Yep. She had to go to Catholic camp.
Okay, you know what? Stupid.
So stupid. Then, anyway, so when police talked to Sheila, she told the same story to police. And when the police talked to Rachel, Rachel told the same story. And, when Sheila was, when they were, like, investigating, Sheila seemed to be more concerned with the investigation rather than Skylar. Like, she wasn't super emotional when she was talking to police, all that jazz.
You mean Rachel?
No. She wasn't concerned with Skylar. Oh. The one that went missing.
Okay.
So, Jessica Colbank, an officer on the case, said that no one's stories are identical unless they're rehearsed. And she said, quote, "Sheila is wrong, Rachel is scared to death," unquote. So she kind of, like, brought out what I was thinking, that no one ever tells identical stories, which is what Rachel and Sheila told, as they told. It was basically word for word. They said what had happened. We drove around, got high, came back an hour later, dropped her off a couple streets away so she wouldn't get caught. Boom, done. And that was their story. So the day she disappeared, she had tweeted out, "Sick of being home. Thanks, friends. Love hanging out with you, too." And then the day before, she had tweeted, "You doing crap like that is why I can never completely trust you." And so all of these were directed at Sheila, because her and Sheila were fighting over Twitter, you know?
Like everyone does in 2012. Good God. I mean, in 2012, I would have been like, how old would I have been like? Let me think. I'm not smart. It's 2019. I'm 14. I would have been seven. And
I would have been 11.
Me and Jaden would have been doing karaoke and practicing, like, I don't know. We would have been doing karaoke and I don't even know what we would have been doing at that age.
I would have been 9, not 11.
We would have been baking cookies
and singing Carrie Underwood
singing karaoke
at the top of our lungs.
And doing UCAMs on the computer.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about those!
Like, we were the, like, you know, good God, these stupid idiots! We were crazy. Dude.
We were crazy.
We were, like, crazy, but crazy in the way that's legal. Like, we would, of course, obey our parents, but yet we were still free-spirited, you know? That was kind of how it was. Anyway, so, 2012, we were being crazy people.
That's a wrap on that.
Anyways,
it seemed that the fighting provided solid evidence to the cops that these two girls had something to do with the disappearance of Skylar Neese. So, during this time, Sheila was perky and her kind of just being herself, where on the other hand, Rachel was just being reserved and quiet. She was just not acting herself, I guess. So, on November 12th, oh my gosh, November 5th, 2012, which would have been...
It would have been...
August, September, October, November. 4 months after Skylar disappeared, Sheila tweeted saying, "No one on this earth can handle me and Rachel. If you think you can, you're wrong." So, after that tweet... Okay. They separated the girls and cut off their communication with each other.
Well, I mean, of course they would. That was kind of a fishy tweet. Once again, don't put your life on Twitter. Something's seriously wrong with you if you're doing that.
So they took away their phones, and they basically, I think they were both, like, locked in their houses, so they couldn't do anything.
No more Twitter for you.
So then... the cops noticed something when they were looking at the surveillance footage at Skylar's, apartment complex. It showed that the girls, because there was a timestamp on it.
Right.
It showed that the girls didn't pick Skylar up until 12:30 a.m., and the car, didn't leave until 12:30 12:35 a.m. And the car was never seen again. They also realized that it was Sheila's car. So they checked other cameras, and they noticed that it had gone west and not east, which is where they had told the cops they had gone. So, you know.
It's always good, you know.
You should probably... I mean, you shouldn't lie about the time, at least. If you want to pull this off, you probably should have...
Don't give people tips, Jaden.
I'm not telling you how to murder your friend, but also telling you to be smart.
It's just unbelievable to think, you know, that at the same time we were baking cookies and doing karaoke, these people were out murdering someone.
Exactly.
And, like...
Exactly. So, since Rachel was locked in her house, her mother could tell that she was losing it. So, but she wasn't really 100% sure why. Like, obviously she had those thoughts in the back of her head, but she didn't want to believe them. So she called Rachel's dad and had him move back in so that he could help with Rachel because she was going crazy.
Like,
I'm not kidding when I say she was going crazy. I meant she was actually losing her mind. So, I don't have the date for it, but, oh my goodness. So, not long after her dad moved in, or it might have been, like, the day her dad moved in, she saw his car in the driveway and stuff, and I mean, she broke. She ran outside. She's running up and down the streets of her, like, by her house. And she's just screaming and yelling. And when I say someone was losing their mind, this is what I picture when I say they're losing their mind. And she was freaking out. I don't remember exactly what she was saying, but she was just screaming, yelling at her mom, yelling at her dad, and yelling at her mom for making her dad move back in. All this craziness. So her mom called 911 and was like, help, my daughter is losing it. And you could, I guess, like, in the 911 call, you could hear Rachel screaming in the background. Like a insane person. Like, she needed an asylum. She just lost it completely.
Dude.
So, then the police came to the house because she needed to be locked up immediately. So after she was taken in, when I say spilling the tea, I mean spilling the tea. She spilled it all over the place.
All over.
All the tea, all over the place. So she just, yeah.
I'm sorry. I looked up a picture of Skylarnese because I was trying to get a good image of what, like, happened. And let me tell you, Skylarnese and Sheila, they look exactly like typical 2012 teenagers.
Right?
That's the funny thing about this. They have,
like, all three of them.
The
do.
Typical brown teenage hair that goes down a little below the shoulders.
Yeah.
That's, like, not, that's kind of, like, just random cut, you know? And
straight,
like, they just
straight.
All had that legit 2012 look.
Exactly.
I'm sorry,
it's just crazy. So, on January 3rd, 2013, so that was, like, a solid 6 months after Skylar disappeared, was when Rachel started spilling the tea.
That she got spilled.
She was sitting. You're not ready for this.
Oh, am I?
She was sitting in the interrogation room, and all of a sudden she just blurts out, "We stabbed her."
I'm trying to think of who that would remind me of. Like, who? Probably you.
It would be me.
She would be sitting there, like, not that I would, like, we would never.
Not
kill
that
anyone,
we would kill anybody. But
Jaden has the sort of attitude where she can't keep it in. She would just sit there and she would go, "It was us."
We stabbed her.
It was us.
We killed her. She's gone. I'll tell you exactly where she's at. Yeah. I can't take it anymore.
I mean, me, I would probably just start crying. I would just be like, no, I can't.
So, she and Sheila had decided a month in advance in science class that they were going to kill Skylar.
Because everyone just figures that out in science class. Let's learn about human anatomy. Let's kill Skylar.
So, they wanted to do it right before Rachel left for camp so that they could be up, like, be apart from each other, you know?
Yeah,
so
it wouldn't look suspicious.
So, yeah, so it doesn't look sus, you know?
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. You never heard this song?
No! So, Rachel grabbed a shovel. Sheila grabbed two knives.
As everyone does.
And they loaded it up in Sheila's car and went to get Skylar.
Because that's what everyone does, you know? It's just life. At one point in their life, everyone grabs a knife and a shovel.
So, even though it was summer in West Virginia, the girls were wearing hoodies to hide the knives. Summer in West Virginia. That's warm.
They're like, probably wearing hoodies that said BFFs.
So, once they were in the woods, quote-unquote getting high, they, that was where Skylar thought they were going to smoke. So, when she turned around, I think, to grab her lighter or something... I think she turned around to grab her lighter, like she dropped it or something. I don't really remember. But as soon as she turned around, they attacked her and began stabbing her. At one point, she grabbed a knife and tried to run. And she sliced Rachel's ankle in the process. But they had stabbed her in the knee, so she wasn't able to go very far.
Good God.
So, here's what's gonna get ya. Are you ready?
No.
Okay, well, you gotta be. So, in her dying breaths, all Skylar could say...
No.
...was why.
Good God, person! Why the world?
So, Rachel had told everyone all of this. Oh, before I... do that part. We're gonna just not do that yet. So, when she was dead, they covered her with leaves. Well, she wasn't dead, but she wasn't conscious. So, they covered her with leaves next to a tree and turned off her cell phone and set it next to her as kind of like a, this is your only... Like, this is the only way you could be saved if you woke up, like, but it's off, and it's right here.
Good God. These idiots. These stupid people.
That just gives me chills to think about, that they just left it there, like, this is your dying hope. And we turned it off so you can't use it. Like, it's not like they took it with them. They just left it there with her. So when Rachel was asked... why they did it. Do you want to know what she said? Or do you have a guess as to what she said?
They slammed me on Twitter.
No. She said, we didn't like her.
I'm not going to go kill Taylor Swift just because I don't like her.
Yeah, don't kill people just because you don't like them. That's just not, stupid. That's not good.
Would you want to spend your life in prison because you didn't like someone? No.
Yeah.
Don't like them. Don't interact with them.
So, after that, they finally found her body. And it wasn't identified until March 13th, 2013.
What? that would have been, like, over 6 months ago, 6 months later after she went missing. That would have been
9 months after.
9 months after she went missing, and they found her body and didn't even, like, notice it.
They found, well, they just identified it then. So, investigators matched blood samples in Sheila's car, and she was arrested on May 1st, 2013. She was charged with first-degree murder and pleaded guilty in January 2014.
And what else are you supposed to do? Rebecca literally called you out.
So, she received a life sentence with possibility of parole after 15 years, so that's 2029. That's 10 years.
That would be nine years away. Because we're just about to get into 2020.
Yeah. So then, Rachel, they found guilty of second degree murder. And she got a 30-year sentence because she cooperated in getting Sheila arrested. So she only has to serve 30 years.
Best friends since they were 8. Mm-hmm. And then she just murders her because she didn't like her anymore.
Mm-hmm. So they were both, obviously, they were both tried as adults. Because by this point, they probably both would have been 17, would be my guess.
Yeah, close to adulthood.
Yeah. So, yeah. Sheila's a psychopath.
Yeah, that she is.
And I hate that Rachel only got 30 years for that.
I mean, at least Rachel was, like, not feeling good about it. Like, Sheila didn't even...
She didn't have guilt about
it. She didn't spill a pee. She literally did nothing. Rachel was the one who was extremely upset about and going crazy because of it. So, yeah. I guess, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. So, Skylar's dad, I don't remember what his name is, David. David helped pass Skylar's law. So, the niece family, so I think the dad was kind of the one that headed it up. Skylar's law, helped pass Skylar's law, where it's, requires a state to issue Amber Alerts for all missing children, even those not believed to be kidnapped. And although that may not have saved Skylar's life, because she was killed before her parents even realized she was missing, this new system in West Virginia may save more lives through timely notices of missing children.
So, yeah. Wow.
So, when y'all get Amber Alerts on your phone, that's why. Because of Skylar niece's family after she went missing. But I have actual quotes from the 911 call from Patricia Schoaf, which was Rachel's mother. She said, "I have an issue with a 16-year-old daughter of mine. I can't control her anymore. She's hitting us, she's screaming, she's running through the neighborhood." And Rachel could be heard crying uncontrollably, "Give me the phone! No, no! This is over! This is over!" And the dispatcher to Patricia Schoaf said, her mom said, "My husband's trying to contain her. Please hurry." So she was literally going crazy.
Yeah.
Like, she just had reached her last straw.
I mean, you know, if you kill someone and you feel that bad about it, of course you're going to reach the last straw.
Mm-hmm. And here's something else to ruin your heart. Mm. David Neese, Skylar's dad, said, "Those two girls did not deserve leniency from the courts." This is a direct quote from what he said. "They are both sickos, and they're both exactly where they need to be, away from civilization, locked up like animals, because that's what they are. They're animals."
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess any father would say that if, you know, I mean, just imagining how their parents would feel.
And there is a tree in the woods in Pennsylvania, near where she was murdered, where her mourning father occasionally visits because it's decorated with photos of his only child, who is killed because of two jealous best friends.
Like, wow. Like, and it was for such, like, an stupid reason. Like, it wasn't even a legit reason she was murdered. There was no reason that should have happened.
Yeah. He says, I wanted to take the horrible thing that happened here and try to turn it into something good. A place that people can come and remember Skylar and remember the good little girl she was, not the little beast that they treated her like. So he is very... He'll talk.
He will
share his thoughts. Is for sure. So,
I mean, yeah.
That is the tragic case of Skylar Niece.
Yeah, I mean, it's just awful.
It's terrible.
I'm trying to, like,
see, now fathom. I'm scared of you.
Wow, thank you, Jane.
I'm kidding.
Me and Jane have known each other since we were legit babies.
Since I was literally two when she was born.
Yeah. So, you know. Okay. Yeah. Well, that was the interesting story of Skylar Niece and her crazy BFFs, Sheila and...
You're welcome for making you scared of your best friends.
I know, right? Go to your best friends and tell them that, please don't murder me. So please don't murder me. Well, you know, yeah. I guess that's it for today.
Now I made you afraid of me and Lana. Yeah.
I guess we'll see you in the next one. And remember, don't get murdered out there.
Yeah.
Don't get murdered, kidnapped, and don't murder or kidnap anyone else. Exactly. It never ends well for you.
Yeah, just stay out of the whole crime
business. No matter what you think, you'll always get caught sooner or later. I mean, just be a good kid. Don't be an idiot. Okay? Okay.
Alright. Please. We beg you.
I guess we'll see you
in the next
episode. Bye!
Bye.